Hello, this is Erin Daly with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, and today we're going to discuss the final 2008 export results for pork and beef, and also provide kind of a brief outlook for the rest of 2009. Pork was the pace setter for U.S. red meat exports during 2008, achieving a 17th consecutive record-setting year. That makes export volume up 57% to more than 4.5 billion pounds, with value up 55% to nearly $4.9 billion. On the beef side, export volumes rose 28% to nearly 2.2 billion pounds, while values jumped 38% to 3.6 billion. And this came very close to the number in 2003 when all markets were still open, and that was at $3.8 billion. We should also mention lamb, which had a solid year. Exports in value were up 44% to 25.3 million, even though volume dropped 17% to 17.3 million pounds. Mexico remains the top market for combined beef and pork exports. Exports to our southern neighbor exceeded $2 billion when combining both beef and pork during 2008. Japan was the second largest destination at $1.9 billion, and Canada number three at $1.3 billion. And this just kind of highlights the importance, again, of Canada and Mexico as our top trading partners, and we're reminded as President Obama visited Canada, and we've also seen announcements about country of origin labeling and pressure for industry to have more stringent labeling on a voluntary basis. If we go forward with other areas of concern during 2009, Russia on the market access side, we have 33 U.S. pork facilities delisted and roughly 50% of U.S. slaughter capacity not eligible for Russia at this point. This comes at a time when we also have obviously seen a dramatic decline in oil prices and Russian economic growth possibly shrinking to a negative 2% at best, some economists looking at more like a negative 8%. So we have difficult demand conditions combined with market access issues that could make exports to this important market a challenge this year. China is another market worth watching. The China-Hong Kong region emerged as the number two market for U.S. pork in 2008. Those numbers are not likely to be reached during 2009. Mainly due to the increase in domestic Chinese production, as we already saw, the breeding sow population increased by 12% according to Chinese statistics. So long term, we're very optimistic about China as a future market, but 2009, the numbers will likely be much smaller than 2008. While the global supply situation looks bullish with production similar to or possibly even lower than last year, demand and also market access remain the key concerns for U.S. beef and pork industries. USMEF is targeting our resources toward those activities most likely to have the greatest near-term impact on U.S. meat exports. Therefore, we're continuously focusing on the market access issues, and we're also working on specific promotions, such as in Japan, trying to build demand for our alternative cuts, and also selected no-roll items due to the limited number of cattle eligible. And we're working on the pork side as well, and for both pork and beef, really focusing on the food service industry and yakiniku items, which provide a tremendous market potential for both U.S. beef and pork. In Korea, we have a challenge to reduce the level of stocks, and that would be the beef in cold storage, which has not yet been dispersed through the market. And therefore, we're focusing on both retail and food service levels to try to move this frozen beef into the market while at the same time rebuilding consumer trust in the U.S. high-quality beef. We're, of course, continuing to focus on the pork side as well and building demand for frozen pork, especially in the Korean-style restaurants. And this includes advertising in food service and trade journals to educate all levels of the trade. And just briefly on Mexico, we're also focusing on increasing the number of our stores participating in the Ideal Meat Case and hiring additional Don Pepes, which actually interact with consumers at the meat case. So expanding the number of stores involved and also just the number of chains involved to expand demand for U.S. beef and pork.